My pets have always been some of the most important members of my family. My friends...
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump transition team celebrating after the special counsel took steps to end two federal cases against Donald Trump. Jack Smith moving to dismiss the January 6th election interference case and filing to drop the appeal in the classified documents case. DOJ policy states a sitting president cannot be prosecuted. ABC's Jonathan Carl with more.
Ultimately, Donald Trump won. He won the election. So that jury, that massive jury of 150 plus million voters ultimately voted effectively to, if not exonerate him, to free him from the possibility that he would be prosecuted for what he did after that election in 2020.
In North Carolina, airport service workers staging a one-day strike at Charlotte Douglas International, demanding better pay and benefits. It comes as Thanksgiving travel ramps up. A record number of people will fly and drive this Thanksgiving holiday. This is ABC News. A federal hearing in Texas today over The Onion's bid for InfoWars. A judge weighing arguments over the satirical news outlet's offer for Alex Jones's platforms. Jones claims The Onion executives and families of Sandy Hook victims conspired in the bidding. The conspiracy theorist filed for bankruptcy after he was ordered to pay nearly $1.5 billion for defaming Sandy Hook families, claiming the 2012 Newtown shooting was a hoax. Formula One racing getting trendier on the side of the Atlantic.
A sign of Formula One's growing popularity in the United States, three races stateside.
And that man has hit the jackpot in Vegas tonight.
Third, this weekend in Las Vegas is heard on ESPN and Sky Sports, and now a U.S. auto giant is joining the party. General Motors will enter Formula One in 2026 as Cadillac F1. It won't be all American at first. The team will use Ferrari engines until it can build its own.
ABC's Brian Clark, Michelle Franz, and ABC News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is honored to recognize the service of our military personnel. To show our appreciation, O'Reilly Auto Parts is proud to offer a 10% discount on many items to all active duty, reserve, veterans, and their dependent family members. Exceptions apply. Get details at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the week of Thanksgiving, so you're a little busy. Here's something you can check off your list. Holiday shopping at Macy's. Because Black Friday is happening right now, you don't have to wait until Friday to get the season's best savings on the best gifts. You don't even have to wait until the end of this message. Head over to Macy's now and save big. If you go to Macy's.com, you can get your gifts shipped for free when you spend $25 or more. That's one less thing on your to-do list. Exclusions apply. See Macy's.com for details.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get two for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Scattered snow showers wind down as winds begin to whip out of the northwest, gusting to around 30 miles per hour, dragging in the colder temps. Tonight, we crash to the teens, and for tomorrow, flirting with the freezing mark for highs. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. It may have been arson that destroyed a historic Burlington mansion. Ted Allen has more.
More than a dozen agencies took a defensive approach to extinguish the five-alarm fire early Friday morning at the Meinhardt Mansion. The fire is still under investigation, but on Saturday, police announced the arrest of the homeowner. Recommended charges include negligent handling of burning materials, unsafe burning of a building, and resisting or obstructing an officer.
Investigators are still trying to determine why a car crashed into the front of a southeast Wisconsin animal shelter. Saukville police say a 48-year-old driver smashed into the Wisconsin Humane Society Sunday morning. The bulk of the damage was in the building's animal arrivals area. The driver was hospitalized. No animals or staff were harmed. The shelter expects to resume operations by Saturday. More news is online at WRN.com. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick. Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new Scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has Scratch games, Lotto draw games, and Fast Play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Amplify Health, coming soon to Mondovi, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. An Elmwood man is going to prison after being convicted of 10th offense OWI. 46-year-old Stephen Barr pleaded no contest to 10th offense OWI in Dunn County Court Wednesday. As part of the plea agreement, Barr was sentenced to 4 years in prison and 5 years extended supervision. He'll also have to pay a fine of $3,494, and his driver's license was revoked for 3 years. Menominee police had pulled a bar over last October after he hit a curb and officers noticed signs of impairment. Eau Claire has closed two caves used by local homeless people. The city barricaded the cave between Boyd Park and the S Bridge and the cave near the Brewing Project. City leaders say they closed the caves both to protect the homeless people who were camping inside and to protect first responders who were called out to deal with the homeless. There's no word on how long the closures will last. The city says it may reopen the caves in the future. We're waiting to see what the mild fall will mean for Wisconsin deer hunters. The state's gun deer season began Saturday, and so far, the DNR says there hasn't been any reports of major problems. The season runs 9 days, which means it will wrap up this Sunday. The DNR is planning a briefing and giving updates on how many hunters began the season and how many deer that they've bagged so far. Farmers from across Minnesota gathered over the weekend in Minneapolis to discuss the challenges facing the agriculture industry and how they can address them. Leaders of the Minnesota Farmers Union say the high input prices for fuel and fertilizer are squeezing many members, who argue that they're often unfairly blamed for the high price of groceries. They also express concern over President-elect Trump's call for tariffs of up to 60% on Chinese goods, which they say could hurt farmers and consumers. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Hey there, Mondovi. This is Kendra Edwards. Great news for our community. Amplify Health by Gunderson is coming to town. Soon, you'll have top-notch family and children's medicine right at your doorstep. Whether it's a quick checkup or care for acute and chronic illnesses, we've got you covered. Stay tuned for the grand opening, and let's get ready to welcome Amplify Health to Mondovi.
Last week, the Durand City Council approved a resolution supporting the Landmark Conservancy's proposed purchase of the Chippewa River Bike Trail from Xcel Energy. Durand Mayor Patrick Millairn says the purchase would be good for the community.
It's obviously a good thing. Great for the community, great for tourism and those types of things. Part of it, of course, is, since it lies in the city of Durand, we were able to give that option. But a resolution was passed last night to support, and hopefully this goes from preliminary to final approval and they're able to move forward with the project.
The Conservancy has received preliminary approval of a Knowles Nelson Stewardship Grant to help purchase 90 acres of land that includes the bike trail in Pepin and Dunn counties. Dunn County residents are invited to attend a meeting in early December to discuss the results of the 2024 Community Health Needs Assessment and plan next steps. The Dunn County Health Department will host a meeting to discuss health priorities, including access to child care, water pollution, access to health care, and affordable housing on December 6th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Rosbach Museum in Menominee. Those wanting to attend are encouraged to register by this Wednesday. Call the Dunn County Health Department for more information. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative says it will move forward toward a new hospital. The co-op last week said it received its 501c3 nonprofit designation and is now looking toward a meeting next week to update people on the study that says there is a need for another full-service hospital in the Chippewa Valley. The co-op is not saying on what Asperius's decision to open a new hospital in Chippewa Falls means, but that hospital is going to take some time to open. The Chippewa Valley Health Cooperative has been working toward a new hospital since HSHS Sacred Heart closed in Eau Claire earlier this year. Be on the lookout for some common scams this holiday season. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says one common trick is to fake message about failed package deliveries. Crooks will send you a text message or email with a link to check the delivery, but then ask for money or personal information to, quote, complete the delivery, unquote. Never click on random links in your text messages or emails, and always check with the supposed delivery company or the post office directly if you think you've missed a delivery. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
A classic Wisconsin B-movie prop is up for auction. One of the giant spider props from the 1975 sci-fi movie The Great Spider Invasion is up for auction in December. That film was shot in Merrill and was notably covered by the comedy series Mystery Science Theater 3000. You can also own all the rights to the film and several of the original negatives. The auction is coming entirely from the collection of the independent filmmaker Bill Robaine, who set up shop in Tiny Gleason in Lincoln County. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This is the famous footwear that everyone has on their holiday wish list. So don't wait to make it famous. Whether you're searching for their favorite character shoes or the hottest sneakers, slippers, and boots, Famous Footwear has the newest styles from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, Timberland, and more. Unwrap Famous today and make everyone's holidays merry with buy one, get one half off at your local Famous Footwear or Famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200.
Advertised and sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Come on in to Total Wine & More. Price is much lower than a grocery store. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Penske on changing the point system. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Race fans, get ready. It's your chance to win the ultimate fan experience at the Chicago Street Race. Here's what's included. Two reserve seat tickets with food and drinks, VIP passes for exclusive pre-race and tour access, and once-in-a-lifetime photo op with the Cup Series winner in Mobile One Victory Lane. You can enter once a day from now through December 6th at NASCARChicago.com/sweepstakes. One lucky winner will be drawn on December 9th. Prize value is over $2,300. Don't miss out. Register now at NASCARChicago.com/sweepstakes.
2024 NASCAR Cup Series titleist Joey Logano delivered his third career champion's address Friday night at the Uptown Charlotte Convention Center. Prior to the celebration, questions about Logano's rise to the title and NASCAR's potential review of the point system and playoffs prompted media questions for team owner Roger Penske, who addressed the situation from his perspective.
We all signed up for a point system at the beginning of the year, didn't we? And that's what we operated on. And, you know, we've been around where there's been changes, you know, many different times. And I think we'll let NASCAR take that one on. If they think they need changes, fine. But I guess when someone says you win three in a row, they got to change something.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale coming up Thanksgiving weekend, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last, limitations apply.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Wisconsin and Marquette took big jumps in both top 25 men's basketball polls today. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers off to their best start in a decade at 7-0, moved up four spots to 15th in the AP poll, and they rocketed eight spots in the coaches poll to number 17. Marquette, meanwhile, moved to 10th in the AP poll, 11th in the coaches poll. Those two teams will go head-to-head Saturday, December 7th in Milwaukee. Marquette's Cam Jones is the Big East Player of the Week for the second consecutive week. He averaged 13.5 points, 7 rebounds, and 8.5 assists a game. The Packers are already today going over the game plan for Thursday night's matchup against the Miami Dolphins. They're 8-3 following Sunday's 38-10 win over San Francisco, but still trail Detroit and Minnesota atop the NFC North. The Badgers are getting ready for their final week of the regular season with the annual matchup against the rival Gophers at Camp Randall. Wisconsin needs a victory over Minnesota to become bowl eligible. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Meadow Kofeld is a taxidermist from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. She owns Woods and Meadows, and she is going to tell us what not to do when you get that trophy deer so that you can get a great mount. I'll tell you more, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with OnX Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Meadow Kofeld has been a taxidermist for over 20 years. She says, if you get that trophy deer first, you should take a great photo to provide a reference for colors and shapes for that taxidermist. Never cut the throat on a deer and avoid dragging it. You want to preserve that hair. And you should, before skinning it, reference a skinning diagram that you saved to your smartphone. If you quarter the deer, use a gutless method and cut the cape up the back of the neck, along the dorsal stripe, and remove the head from the base of the neck. Always cut the skin from the flesh side to avoid cutting hair, and leave enough cape for the taxidermist by skinning from the middle of the rib cage forward. And always cool that head and cape immediately, or freeze it. You always want to make sure there is no decay, because even a little decay will damage or destroy that cape. So prioritize getting that head and cape to your taxidermist immediately after you do all you need to get it looking good when it's done. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th. So call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Scattered snow showers wind down as winds begin to whip out of the northwest, gusting to around 30 miles per hour, dragging in the colder temps. Tonight, we crash to the teens, and for tomorrow, flirting with the freezing mark for highs. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Happy Monday and a holiday week that is just going to kind of set the tone, I think, for what we see the rest of the week. A quick note, markets, of course, will be closed on Thursday and only open, what, three quarters of the trading day on Friday. We're going to talk about this holiday trade mode that we're in, but there's a lot of other influences. We don't talk a lot about gold and silver and what's happening in that regard, but we're going to look into some of that, the inflationary trade that's going on, because Jim McCormick is joining us. He is with agmarket.net. So I'm excited to dive into a variety of factors that are influencing today's trade. And Jim, you kind of hit it on the head there when you talked about this holiday trade mode is definitely underway right now.
Yes, good afternoon, Susan. And yes, we are definitely in that Thanksgiving trade mode. As you mentioned, the markets will be closed on Thursday, but also we're actually going to be closed on Wednesday night as well. So once we close on Wednesday, we don't open back up till Friday morning. So we kind of have that old-fashioned opening Friday morning like we had before kind of the overnight trade. So Friday could be a little bit of volatility. Also want to make note, Susan, Friday is first notice day for the December contracts. So if you are in a position out there and you have long positions in the December contracts, if you're not out by Wednesday's day session close, you do risk delivery. So keep that in mind if you're long some of these contracts out there.
So what are you going to see? Is it going to, as we get closer to Thursday, is it just going to be that typical quiet holiday week in preparation?
It tends to get very, very quiet. I mean, this year is going to be really interesting. I mean, because, you know, like I said, it's first notice day. But the other thing going on, Susan, it is going to get really, really cold here. I mean, really cold. The first real shot of winter coming in here at the end of the week. And, you know, I think the farmers right now, if you notice the basis around the Midwest, it's been relatively firm because the farmers have been pretty tight-fisted, not really wanting to move grain that they just put in the bin until maybe the, you know, the flip of the calendar to 2025. With this cold weather coming in, I think it's going to be even harder to convince people to move grain. So you could see some basis opportunities even coming into the holiday week, because a lot of people, you know, they like to get these needs covered before the holiday so they don't have to deal with it coming out of the holiday.
So you look at the dollar. I mean, obviously it has been trading lower today, but not off the lows that we had a few weeks ago.
It has exploded from the October low. Like December dollar is around 100. It traded on Friday as high as 108. It has pulled back a little bit today. It's at 106.78 as we speak. The higher dollar, Susan, just does not bode well for U.S. commodities. The higher the dollar, it makes us more expensive on the international front. We are getting a little bit of pullback, but still a long ways to go to get very close to where we were in the fall. And I think that has to do a little bit with this inflation trade. If you look at the other markets you mentioned, gold, silver, gold's down $90. Silver's down almost a full dollar. Palladium, platinum, copper, you name it, the metal markets are all under pressure. The energy market, crude oil is down over $2.30 today. A lot of people were in these markets on the inflation play. With some of the selection of President Trump's new cabinet, some people think maybe the inflation play might have been overplayed, and you're seeing a little bit of risk off on that. And, you know, that could have a little bit negative impact on the grain markets per se, as in there was a hope to see some spec money come into the agriculture to play the inflation argument. And like I said, that talk of that inflation there is just not there today, and that might limit some of the buying.
What about what we're seeing in the stock markets and how they're moving through on this Monday?
Well, right now, the stock market is moving. Look at the if you look at the December Dow, it has just taken out the high made a few weeks ago, so it's breaking out. The S&P has not. The market so far is pretty optimistic of going into into the end of the year. The trend is up, so that's the other thing you're looking at. I mean, with the stock market ripping higher right now, Bitcoin ripping higher for the most part, those two markets are really garnering the trades kind of spec money in the agriculture commodity. I think are not so much interest at this point.
And energies too have been kind of mixed for a Monday trade.
The energies right now, you're seeing, like I said, the crude oil market failed right at the 100-day moving average on Friday, failed again Sunday night. It's breaking hard. Some of it, I think, is like, say, deleveraging of the inflation trade. Maybe some of it is backing off after the war premium. There is talk that maybe we have a ceasefire close to being negotiated in the Middle East. If you would get that ceasefire, maybe it takes some of the war premium out of the energy market as well, and you might be seeing some of that, some of that war premium come out today in anticipation of a potential announcement of a ceasefire.
We did have some solid export numbers, though, in the weekly export report that came out today.
They continue to be strong. The question on the corn, on the exports, they're running way ahead of last year's pace, especially on the corn. Is the corn being front-loaded in front of a potential trade tariff? Or are you seeing kind of a change in buying and actually seeing more buying than what the USDA is thinking? Honestly, Susan, you probably talk to 100 different people, you're going to get 50-50. Half think it's front-loading in front of a potential trade tariff battle. Other people believe, no, this is a change in buying habits. Time will tell, but it is nice to see this demand there for the corn.
And yeah, definitely Mexico is securing another, 454,000 or so metric tons of corn this morning.
Mexico's been very aggressive. There's a couple things going on with Mexico right now. I think some of it is they are fronting a potential trade war with the United States. Remember, President Trump has threatened to tariff automobiles, automobile parts coming in from Mexico. We bring a lot of that stuff in. Heck, John Deere even makes tractors down in Mexico. So, you know, the fear is that Mexico will essentially reciprocate and put tariffs on our ag products coming in. So you're seeing some of their buyers try to front run that. The other thing you got to remember, Susan, is Mexico's been dealing with a multi-year drought, so their domestic production has been down. And then lastly, their consumers overall are really seeing a pretty good economic growth. They are moving up that protein ladder. They're eating more and more protein, which is driving the demand for more corn to feed that livestock. So that's the plus side of the equation.
And I find it interesting that the drought in Mexico does not get as much attention out there as droughts in other countries around the world.
No doubt about it. I mean, you know, everyone's focus is what's going on in South America right now, and that's part of the reason why the bean market's struggling. Jan beans did bounce a little bit off its contract lows today, but the deferred contracts continue to weaken a little bit. Overall, they took out the contract lows, although they bounced a bit today.
We do have a lot more coming up as we get ready here for the second half. It is the Channel Final Bell right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services and Dunn Energy are your Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source for power and information.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation continues with Jim McCormick. Of course, he is with agmarket.net. We're driving into a bunch of different things that we're talking about. If we come back, we want to talk a little bit about the CFTC report. And you've got some interesting data as you kind of look over that information.
Exactly, Susan. We get the report as of Friday. And remember, that is as of the close Tuesday. So the data is a little bit old. But what's interesting, Susan, as of Friday, or as of last Tuesday, the funds added about 4,600 contracts to their corn. So they're long just shy of 115,000 corn. But what's interesting, they've sold over 6,000 contracts of wheat. They're short over 51,000 wheat contracts in Chicago. They're short 67, almost 68,000 beans. They're short 29,000 KC wheat, 30,000 Minneapolis wheat, 56,000 bean oil, and over 63,000 contracts of meal. And they added 36,000 to the meal contract shorts last week, added almost 19,000 to the bean oil shorts, and they added 13,000 to the beans. So I just find it interesting. They are short all the wheat complexes, the beans, and the products, but they're holding that length in the corn. I think a lot of that had to do with option expiration, Susan. I think the funds wanted that corn market to hang above 425. They wanted to see all those options that the producers had bought all summer long die so they could collect that premium. I believe and fear that now that that options has expired, you're going to start seeing this corn market potentially bleed lower into the end of the year. And essentially the wheat and the beans are kind of the canary in the coal mine and going to pull the corn down as opposed to the corn market pulling those other two commodities up.
So then I'm curious, because you were talking on the front half about what we were seeing just in the mood of this marketplace. As we look at this last month and a few days, what should we be thinking marketing plan wise, not knowing, you know, what this mood is going to be fully going into January?
Well, right now it gets very choppy because a lot of the funds moved to the sidelines. They booked their profits. Their investors wanted to know where they were for tax purposes at the end of the year. So the volume tends to dry up a little bit on the spec side. But if you're a farmer or a producer right now, I think you got to, you know, take rallies as an opportunity to manage risk. A lot of producers are still holding a lot of grain. Our belief here is, you know, if this bean market continues to improve in South America, the weather looks good. The beans look like they still have more downward pressure to go. Remember, the spot bean market got down to about 936 and a quarter this fall, and I don't think it's unreasonable to think our, you know, essentially maybe the Jan or March contract will eventually work its way down there with a big Brazilian bean crop. And then on the corn, you're hearing a lot of producers start doing pen to pencil or pencil to paper right now. Corn acres are going to be big this upcoming year. I think 92, 93 million acres of corn are very reasonable, and that's too many corn acres, Susan, plain and simple, if we have anywhere close to trend line yields. So I think producers need to come up and start thinking about how they're going to market the grain in the bin, but as well as the grain, you know, they're going to plant next year. Because remember, we do have a new president coming in. He's talked about issuing tariffs. And historically, tariffs, you know, agriculture essentially gets caught in the battle. And I fully anticipate him to do the tariffs. And I think when he does, I think we're probably going to see some retaliatory tariffs against us, unfortunately. That's what happened last time. And the market's probably going to see some pressure, at least initially.
What is your thoughts on the volatility in this cattle market? Because, man, the way it started is not how it ended the day.
Volatility is a good way to look at it. That Feb cattle spiked hard. It failed right at its, you know, kind of failed right at the old highs. And maybe that's definitely a little bit of a red flag. I think if you're a cattle producer right now, I would encourage you to try to think about laying off some risk right here. The feeder cattle have had one heck of a rally. They did close in the green, but quite a bit off their highs. This can change on a dime. Remember, Susan, if we do get into a tariff situation potentially, you know, it's not just going to be the grains that could see pushback. You could see it in the meats as well. That could have an impact on it as well. So, you know, right now, I think the fact that the fats failed so dramatically off those highs, that's definitely a red flag.
Well, you know, this whole screw arm issue as well between Mexico and the United States, that's got to add a little bit of trade tensions as well.
Well, that's it. I mean, the other thing we're going to have to keep an eye on, I think you got to be very cautious on, is what's going to happen is with this President Trump and the deportation of the immigrants, the illegal immigrants right now. There's estimates, Susan, between 30 to 60% of farm workers are working on farms, working the dairies, working the slaughterhouses. They are undocumented illegals are here with essentially false paperwork. You know, they start doing ICE raids into those facilities, I think it will have a negative impact on the ability to process those animals, you know, pick up those eggs, pick up the fruit. And I think that will have a dramatic impact on the demand for the product near term, which could also have a negative impact on at least the pricing that the producer gets. Now, on the other hand, I think the consumer will see prices spike because they just won't be able to process as many animals.
As we wrap this up, the midday pork cutout, a jump of 438. Nice to see that consumer backing out there.
It's going to be the real key right now is the consumer. He has been continuing to spend. You look at the credit card debt, it continues to expand, Susan. But right now, there is no sign that he is relenting at this point in time.
What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
You can reach me directly at 815-665-0461. Reach any of the Ag Market team members at 844-424-6758. Or better yet, go to agmarket.net. And there you can sign up for our winter conference in Nashville. Here.
All right. Sounds good. That has been today's Channel Final Bell. The Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded. This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. With the Thanksgiving holiday just days away, the American Farm Bureau Federation has released their annual report detailing the cost of a Thanksgiving meal. And this year, with turkey prices on the decline, this feast is getting a little cheaper. I'll have more when we return. Legendary farm broadcaster Max Armstrong recently discussed Agronomy for Your Acres with Jamie Seedorf, a Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant, about utilizing new technologies to provide the best agronomic insights.
A little more recently, they've got this stat tool that allows us to evaluate soils and what they kind of look like and what's going on and how things are interacting with one another to allow us to make a more sound agronomic decision on what we should apply on what acre.
Is that the soil calculator that I've heard about, Jamie?
That would be it.
How does that work? Explain a little bit more there.
So the soil calculator allows us to actually look at nutrient levels, and everything works with and against something else in the soil. It teaches us to kind of identify different areas where things may be interfering with one another, and so you're not getting the use efficiency you should have. It just tells us that because of something else in the soil, what you do have might not be working the way you'd want it to.
Jamie Seedorf with Nutrien Ag Solutions, NutrienAgSolutions.com.
Yes, the American Farm Bureau Federation's survey on the cost of a Thanksgiving dinner has been a tradition for decades, giving us an annual snapshot of the price tag on the classic holiday spread. This year, the cost of the Thanksgiving meal has shifted slightly, largely reflecting some of the challenges we've seen throughout the ag sector. According to Farm Bureau's findings, the average cost of a Thanksgiving feast for 10 people is down about 5% from last year, reaching $58.08. This decrease is a welcome change for many households, especially considering the inflationary pressures we've seen in recent years. Some of the most significant changes this year include a 6% drop in turkey prices, with a 16-pound bird averaging $25.67. Experts attribute this decline to improved poultry production and more stable feed costs compared to last year's avian influenza disruptions. In addition to turkey, other items on the Thanksgiving table have seen varied price changes. Cranberries and pumpkin pie ingredients have remained relatively steady, while dinner rolls and cubed stuffing have increased by approximately 8%, largely due to higher labor costs in processing. Dairy products like butter have also seen a modest rise of about 7%, reflecting ongoing rises in the price of milk. One silver lining for consumers is the price of potatoes and other vegetable sides, which have seen a slight decline this year. The drop is largely attributed to favorable growing conditions across many parts of the country, which helped boost production and keep those veggie prices more affordable. It's important to note that while the cost decrease may be a relief for consumers, many producers are still facing high input costs, from fuel to fertilizer, which have put pressure on farm margins. The American Farm Bureau Federation did highlight that even though consumers may feel some relief at the checkout, farmers are grappling with costs that are often unseen by shoppers in the grocery store. I'll be back with more after this.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
As we gather around our tables this Thanksgiving, even though the meal might cost a little bit less, it's worth remembering the story behind that meal, the challenges faced by farmers who make it possible, and the pressures still facing our food supply chain as we look ahead to 2025. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Scattered snow showers wind down as winds begin to whip out of the northwest, gusting to around 30 miles per hour, dragging in the colder temps. Tonight, we crash to the teens, and for tomorrow, flirting with the freezing mark for highs. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, you never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Chattahoochee, you never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door. Sorry, but I got to go. And that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke. That was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now her daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and racking his brain. How could 18 years just up and walk away? A little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman. Now she's gone in a blink of
happened here before.
Well, he must have been a looker, a smooth-talking son of a gun.
You're such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course she can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. When her prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
It's been a wreck, me, week. 60 plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat. Busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing. Just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets. And you and me working on the night shift, baby. Dying for your touch like crazy. Racking up the overtime hours, loving how we're working on the night shift, baby. Gonna rock it right. No need to talk, I know what you want and what you like. Cause I do too, yeah, I love how you leave on the lights. Not a thing between you and me, and it feels so nice when you and I are working on the night shift, baby. When you're working on the night shift, baby.
think about you now and then. But it's been a long, long time. Well, I've got a good life now. I moved on. So when you cross my mind, I try not to think about what might have been. 'Cause that was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have been. We could sit and talk about this all night long. Wonder why we didn't last. Yes, they might be the best days we will ever know, but we'll have to leave them in the past. So try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then, have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in, and there's no way to know what might have been. The same old look in your eyes. It's a beautiful night. That was then, and we have taken different roads. We can't go back again. There's no use giving in. There's no way to know what might have been. No, we'll never.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You got the bullets, I got the gun. I got a hankering for getting into something. I hit the bottle, you hit the gas. I heard your 65 can really hold some. I'm feeling frisky, you're feeling good. I guess the whiskey is doing what it should. I got the cigarettes, you got a lighter. And when the sun goes down, we'll start a little fire. Ain't no use in trying to slow me down. Reputation follows me around, just makes me wanna give them more to double down.
loose and dry.